An FBI sting investigation has uncovered what U.S. officials say was a staggering amount of illegal activity in the foreign currency markets. The undercover operation is called Operation Wooden Nickel, and officials said today they've charged 47 people. They're facing charges ranging from securities fraud to weapons possession. Those arrested included employees of major financial institutions who allegedly took payoffs to stick their employers with money-losing currency trades. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
Currency trading is a corner of the financial markets that doesn't usually generate much public attention, until now anyway. Yesterday afternoon, some 200 FBI agents began sweeping into offices in Lower Manhattan and elsewhere and handcuffing employees, some of them in suits and ties. At one firm, employees were getting ready to go to Atlantic City for a gambling junket when the agents arrived. Today, U.S. officials revealed that an undercover FBI agent had been working in the foreign exchange markets for 18 months. U.S. Attorney James Comey said the agent, posing as a criminal, uncovered a depressing amount of illegal activity.
What the investigation established, that there were a lot of guys around this industry engaged in a lot of different things, and when folks learned that there was a guy with money who was our guy, an FBI undercover, who was willing to do bad stuff, people were all over him.
Authorities say the agent uncovered two basic kinds of criminal activity. On the one hand were traders at big banks like J.P. Morgan Chase and UBS who set up rigged trades in which they made money at their employer's expense. Comey said that over a six-month period, the undercover agent learned of more than 120 illegal trades, totaling $650,000. But he said this kind of trading had been going on for years, and the real losses were many times higher. Comey said that in this enormous, lightly regulated corner of the currency markets, rigged trades are easy to conceal.
This is $1 trillion a day in transactions where gains are measured in something called pips, which are incredibly small units of denomination of a currency. It could be 1/10,000th of a euro. Very, very small margins that the banks are engaged in. So you can imagine that without careful internal controls, criminal conduct could be lost in that sea of transactions.
Those arrested appeared to take for granted that they could operate with impunity, says Pasquale DeMauro, who directs the FBI's New York office.
In fact, several defendants boasted to the agent that there was no fear of ever having to stop their schemes and frauds because law enforcement would never be capable of getting close enough to stop them.
U.S. officials said the other major criminal activity discovered by the undercover agent involved duping small investors. Firms with upper-crust names like Madison Dean told people they could make big profits by participating in currency trades. In fact, these firms were essentially boiler room operations, and many of the transactions were phony. Some firms even fabricated earnings statements to make it appear the trades had been processed. Officials say more than 1,000 people were taken in by the schemes, and the losses totaled millions of dollars. Daniel Brockett, a securities lawyer at the firm of Squire, Sanders & Dempsey, says the losses illustrate how risky currency trading can be for the uninitiated.
Foreign exchange is a very high-risky trading strategy, where one can lose a lot of money and at the same time win a lot of money. It's the kind of thing that small investors, unless they have a substantial net worth, should not be involved in at all.
And U.S. Attorney James Comey goes even further. For anyone interested in diving into the currency markets, he says, yesterday's arrests suggest they should beware of sharks waiting in the water. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.